This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados has recorded homicide number 17 for 2024. The BUT suggests that the problem-plagued Wesley Hall Junior School may need to be rebuilt. The QEH working to address several issues within the Medical Records Department, and CARICOM welcomes the installation of the new Haitian Prime Minister. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados has recorded yet another shooting death, homicide number 17 for this year. The police say a 20-year-old St. Michael man was shot dead at Belle Plain, St. Andrew. The incident was reported to the police operations control room at approximately 11:45 last night. The body of the man was subsequently discovered on a pasture located at Belle Plain with gunshot injuries to the upper body. Residents reported hearing gunfire in the area. The deceased has been identified by family members as Seth Batson of Lanes Road, Britain's Hill, St. Michael. Classes resume at Wesley Hall Junior School today after 2 days of teacher sick outs and a meeting yesterday between the staff and officials at the Ministry of Education to seek a resolution to the concerns. First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre, says many of the issues have to do with the state of the compound. He believes the school may need to be rebuilt, but in the interim, the union will wait to see the extent and quality of remedial work promised by the ministry.
Well, the ministry promised again to start some work on Friday. I tend to try to choose my words carefully. But work has been promised over time. And like I say, work has been done, but done to what quality and what level of effectiveness. So the same issues are still issues now. The issues of termites and how they're treated within the school, which sections of the school are done first. And then because they take so long to get to other sections, termites tend to shift home because up here doesn't smell too good for us, we shift over. And then it spreads around the compound. So things like this, we need to sort. I can't say what I told the teachers in the meeting the school needs, but it definitely needs to be rebuilt. I think that's the best way to put it.
First Vice President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Julian Pierre. Communications Specialist at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seeley, says officials are working to review and address several issues within the Medical Records Department. His comments came following a number of concerns from people who said they were not able to receive any information from that department. Speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program, Mr. Seeley notes that while the system they're currently using is outdated, the aim is to go digital.
The system right now that we have for dealing with records is based on paper. It is definitely not ideal in 2024. We need a better way to serve our patients, and it has to be upgraded. Currently, we have a system where callers would call for their medical records. The clerks and other officials in the medical records department would have to go and fetch those medical records, which removes them from the phone lines at any given point in time. And we do understand that on some occasions that callers will not get through. It's a system that is currently being reviewed, and we also are in the process of working on the paperless system, which is electronic health information system. And in the not too distant future, you can imagine the time when you will have patients calling and we will be able to pull up their records electronically. And also they will be in a position to pull up their own records.
Communication Specialist at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seeley. A financial expert is concerned that many people are not putting plans in place to prepare themselves for their senior years. Pension administrator with Fortress Fund Managers, Shomari Simpson Seeley, links unwise spending as one reason why many people experience financial difficulties in their pension age. He made the point during the Fortress Fund Managers Meet the Press virtual session.
People don't really understand the true cost of their dollars today. For an average 30-year-old, let's say 4-week months, they spend $25 per week on something that they probably didn't need. That's $100. That has an impact at age 65 of around $100,000. Just that $100 invested at a reasonable return in a mutual fund. That's huge. And that's money that a significant proportion of the population could just miss. You know, it doesn't register as something that has an impact.
He urges young people to make a conscious effort to invest in pension plans.
It's in everybody's interest to have a good plan and to be able to put their savings to work. And so far that we can help with that effort, whether that's having talks like this with you, getting out on social media, trying to spread the word. We really want to encourage people to think about their pension, not just as something that they get from NAS or, this thing that doesn't exist until you're old. I mean, it has to be something that's set aside and planned and carefully managed from your younger years so that you get that snowball effect working for you.
Pension administrator with Fortress Fund Manager Shamari Simpson Seely. The Canadian government has announced an $11.2 million investment in the Caribbean to support the region's development goals. The pledge was made by the chairman of the Board of Governors of the Caribbean Development Bank and Canada's Minister of International Development, Ahmed Hussein, during the opening ceremony of the CDB's 54th annual meeting.
I'm pleased to join you to announce $11.2 million in new funding to support key initiatives in the Caribbean region. This includes $5 million to the Inter-American Development Bank's Compete Caribbean Plus to help create an enabling environment for economic growth and investment in the region. $4.2 million to the Environmental Foundation of Jamaica to address the inadequate availability of communities. And finally, a $2 million top-up to the UNFPA to advance sexual and reproductive health and rights for women and girls in Guyana and Trinidad and Tobago.
He acknowledged the need for private funding to meet the Caribbean's goals.
Canada knows that we need to mobilize private capital to meet your development objectives, as government funding alone cannot be able to meet the need and the demand that you have for critical investments. Development banks must find new ways to increase capital resources to meet the increased demands of their borrowing members, and we must do so responsibly. Canada is exploring legislation to allow us to respond to innovative instruments that development banks are proposing and to increase their lending room so that their borrowing members can access those funds.
Chairman of the Board of Governors of the Caribbean Development Bank, Ahmed Hussein. Republic Bank has spent $300,000 to assist 11 charitable organizations as part of their Power to Make a Difference program. Speaking during the official launch of the program at the Courtyard by Marriott under the theme Sustainability, Doing Less Harm and More Good, Chief Executive Officer of the bank, Anthony Clark, said the initiative is part of their social responsibility program.
Your efforts are resulting in much-needed solutions, opportunities or lifelines for vulnerable people and communities across the country, as well as environmental threats. As you have heard, the Power to Make a Difference initiative is our corporate social responsibility program that runs across all the territories that Republic Bank operates in. We focus on advancing projects that develop human capital and uplifted marginalized communities. Through our commitment to the principles of responsible banking, we are aligning our operations with the best practices and corporate initiatives that can lead to a more equitable world.
He also announced he will be stepping down as Managing Director and CEO of Republic Bank next month.
This will be my last year presenting a feature address at the opening of the new PMAD season as Managing Director and CEO, as I will be retiring next month. While I will not be here to witness firsthand how the partnerships forged today will deepen and mature, I have no doubt that they will be successful and transformative.
Chief Executive Officer of Republic Bank, Anthony Clark. And finally, CARICOM has welcomed the installation of the new Prime Minister in Haiti, saying it represents a much-anticipated and critical step in addressing the crisis in Haiti. Prime Minister Garry Conille was sworn into office on June 12th and has already named members of his new cabinet, with the 58-year-old former United Nations senior official saying his administration would crack down on corruption. He said the fight against corruption will be an absolute priority of his government. In a statement, CARICOM said that his installation would also facilitate the transition through free and fair elections toward a return to constitutional governance and restoration of lapsed institutions. Recapping the headlines, Barbados has recorded homicide number 17 for 2024. The BUT suggests that the problem plagued Wesley Hall Junior School may need to be rebuilt. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital working to address several issues within the medical records department, and CARICOM welcomes the installation of Haiti's new prime minister. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.